You mentioned neoadjuvant therapy. I'm curious what your thoughts are about the data Aman Buzdar presented at ASCO using neoadjuvant trastuzumab with, I guess it was paclitaxel and FEC. It was kind of a controversial presentation. Mm-hmm. I interviewed Aman for this series, and I know he's talking to you and American College of Surgeons group also about maybe taking this into a much larger arena. What were your thoughts on his data?
Well, I mean, the PCR rate is obviously phenomenal and very exciting. I mean, to see 65% PCR is really quite amazing. The interesting thing to me is I understand the rationale for doing the study was that they felt that the decision to not combine trastuzumab with anthracyclines was not necessarily the correct one, and at least it ought to be looked at in a phase 2 study to be certain that there wasn't something. And, you know, so I think their premise made a lot of sense going in. The thing that they did was, as you said, they adapted their backbone regimen of paclitaxel followed by FAC and went to the FAC 75. And from what I understand, that was a kind of a compromise internally. Some people thought they should stick with 100, some thought 50, and so, you know, it was sort of something that everybody was comfortable with. They also made the decision to truncate the trastuzumab to just 24 weeks. But clearly, there have been a number of other trastuzumab neoadjuvant studies, primarily done with navalbean, though there have been some done with carboplatin platinol, and they have tended to come in around what I call the typical PCR of 20-30%. Steve Limentani pushed it up a little bit higher with navalbean taxotere to 35. So this clearly dramatically outperforms those regimens. The thing that intrigues me about what they did, though, is that basically when you look at it, they took two sequential regimens that presumably interact well with the trastuzumab and gave them sequentially, and so their regimen was much longer in duration than were the other regimens. They tended to be more 12, 16 weeks, and if you look at the non-trastuzumab data, you see the same sort of trend. You get higher PCR rates when you go at it longer. So when I look at it, I can't help but wonder, you know, is it that combination of epirubicin trastuzumab or is it the two sequentials? To me, that's an extremely important question. I would bet that there probably are some patients where that combination is real important. Patients that co-overexpress topoisomerase 2 as well as HER2, maybe it's really good for them, but, you know, is it good for all? Like most, I guess, good pilot studies, it probably generates a lot more questions than it answers.